Hello, friends. If I say it three times,
what'll happen? I'm very excited for this movie because Beetlejuice is kind of a, I think it's definitely one of Tim Burton's best movies.
Yeah.
It's Michael Keaton, fully unleashed.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's like the perfect Tim Burton movie where it didn't get too cloying or anything.
Right.
It had a little subversion in it. Like, it was before he started being a little cliche. And so it's like kind of where he just started his cool stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I loved it.
I really started out really liking Tim Burton because, I mean, Pee-wee's Big Adventure,
yes,
you know, was still one of my favorite movies. Yeah, it's just for sure. Perfect. It's, yep. It was like, it got what the weirdness of Pee-wee Herman. Yeah. And it was like, it couldn't have been more better. Yep. And then Beetlejuice was like that kind of gothic, dark humor, like a disturbing children's book brought to life is what I always thought Tim Burton. He's a visual artist, so his work has a look to it, and his drawings are beautiful, and his movies look like his drawings, and you have to assume his dreams are like that, you know.
I know.
But then, yeah, in the later times, I kind of lost it for him. It became a little bit too much of like repeating his style, almost like just sort of playing off of what people have already responded to.
Exactly.
But Beetlejuice, I think, was a good one, you know, and I think it may have a whole lot to do with Michael Keaton being the title character. And he's been kind of having a resurgence.
That's right. We just reviewed that film that came out, Knox Goes Away, that he directed. He brought like a cool sense of humor, but it was also very dark and film noir, but it was still Keaton. Like, he has sort of that dark humor in it. And it was, I wouldn't say it was a funny movie, but he had his moments.
He's got an edge to him. Comedians, yeah. a lot of people who are known as comic, you know, funny people.
Exactly.
He's got, and I think Tim Burton, you know, speaking of Beetlejuice and Tim Burton, Tim Burton also had him play Batman in his Batman movie sort of famously controversial decision to cast a guy who was known mostly for his sense of humor as a very dark, you know, Batman. Yeah. And he was one of the best Batmans.
Exactly. All right. Before we show the trailer, we have to say Beetlejuice.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it.
Three times. Is it three times or five times? Three times.
24 times. I think you have to say it. 24 say it. Times.
To make this trailer appear, Beetlejuice. 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 Burke, we're supposed to say it in unison.
I'm not going to work. Three times. I'm scared. I'm here alone. Okay, I'll do it.
Look, it worked. It appeared.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Manifest the Warner Brothers logo.
I love her.
Daylight, come and we want to go.
So many.
The juice is loose.
You get one brief close-up look at him.
But, like, juice is loose is perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. And Winona looks amazing. She looks exactly like she looked in the first movie.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
She's cool, too. Whatever, you know, whatever you want to say about her, she's cool. She's a sweet person and a generous person who is a good presence in American film, you know?
And I love her in Stranger Things.
Yes.
So good in that. I like she kind of brought it back, and she's playing a mom, which is kind of a, a new thing for her, which was kind of fun. But this looks really fun. I think Jenna Ortega, she's like the new it girl, the new goth cool it girl. So she is perfect to play the sort of Winona adjacent type character, like the kind of misfit. You can totally see her doing the kind of, and I can see her actually fighting back against Beetlejuice probably more so than
maybe Winona so. Yeah.
She can be a little more like, she can go head to head with Beetlejuice.
Yeah, like a more modern style, you know, approach to Beetlejuice.
Exactly. And but, I thought it was generous of them to actually even show Michael Keaton in the teaser, because it could have just ended on the back of him coming up.
Yeah.
And her like,
and his voice maybe. But you know what? You need to see him. You need to say because it's not what he looks like that people want to go see it. It's what he's going to do that you want to go see it really for, is. You know.
I know. It looks so good.
And you know, with her, with Jenna Ortega, she is, she has total Tim Burton vibes to her.
She does.
You know how he always had his muse? You know, he had Johnny Depp and he had Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
And some of the people that represented the Tim Burton vibe, you know.
Definitely.
And kind of were his cipher or whatever, you know, his muse.
And she's playing Wednesday. Yeah.
Right.
Wednesday in the Addams Family, which is also Tim Burton. Type,
yes.
You know, so she is perfect for this. I love her in Scream also. Like she's just a really kind of cool modern vibe. And seems smart and capable. And I love that too.
She's got that kind of dark, gothy edge to her.
So I love that Catherine O'Hara is in it. I don't know for how long, but I love that she's in it. So we have Michael Keaton, Monica Bellucci, William Dafoe, Justin Theroux. Catherine O'Hara.
Wow.
A lot of cast in the original movie. So I'm excited to see that. So it's definitely keeping the vibe. I like that they didn't try and go too far and make it different. Totally had that whole nostalgic Beetlejuice feeling. I love the city is cracking apart when he's coming through.
The little model town.
This was a really exciting teaser. And we got a lot of footage for a teaser.
The banana boat song in there again.
I love the remix of that.
But yeah, talking about the cast, it's like crazy cast. It's like people that want to be in a Tim Burton movie. You know what I mean? It's like you get a call from your agent and it's like, hey, you want to be in a Tim Burton movie? Who's going to say, nah? It's like one of those things that would just be so much fun. You know?
Acting with Michael Keaton.
Let me think about it.
Instant yes. So we have this poster. I think this is really funny because everyone knows, like, I like it because it's going for a in the know type poster,
which right?
Really smart. We all know it's about waiting your turn in that waiting room that everyone's waiting for like hours, you know, not hours, years. And so like people turning into skeletons, which is so funny because they're waiting so long. This is really funny. So, but you can see the date 090624. So exciting.
And the title treatment, you know, is so cool. It's the same as the other one, but double, you know, which implies that there's going to be a third one where it's said three times, which is like if you say Beetlejuice three times, Candyman appears, right? Or something.
Don't do it. But I like this. I like they didn't make it look too comedic. It's pretty goth looking, very has that kind of green haze, which is almost horror. So it's leaning into horror, but we know it's fucking Michael Keaton and it's going to be funny.
It's going to be nuts. Hopefully it's going to be Tim Burton kind of reclaiming some of his, because I mean, I haven't seen anything lately of Tim Burton. And to be honest, I mean, I hate to say it, but I just kind of like, you know, I kind of know what to expect from him. I remember seeing the Corpse Bride and things like that and just being like,
but he has animation. That was a little different, but it was still him, you know, but yeah, I think this is going to be sort of not a comeback because he never really went away, but this will be like a nice little getting back in the spotlight in a big way because I don't know anybody who would not be dying to see this movie.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm going to see it. This is a big one.
I'm going to see it, and it's going to be the first new Tim Burton movie that I really kind of want to see. Yeah. You know,
and I will go see this in the theater because we need to support theaters.
Yeah,
get on my soapbox.
Yeah, and a group seems like it would be a really fun group experience with a bunch of people in the theater.
Yep, definitely. So let us know your thoughts about Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Is he here?
Let us know what is your favorite Tim Burton movie, because some people really just love certain movies of his. You know, I have to say something that I did. A friend of mine, kind of a swank friend of mine, got some really good tickets to the Nightmare Before Christmas presentation thing. And I remember seeing the movie and being kind of like, yeah, it's cute and fun. Yeah. The animation is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Selig, you know, animation, but yeah. It was a major Tim Burton esque thing.
Yeah.
And people are so into that. When we went, we sat really close and we got a really good view of it, and the whole cast, you know, everybody was there. Danny Elfman was there. And, cool. you know, after it was over, after almost everybody had left, Danny Elfman came back out and he and his gang played a bunch of Oingo Boingo songs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like,
that's,
you know,
so cool. Oh my God. That's so cool. I love that. Were people dressed up?
Oh, people were dressed up, and it was a huge presentation. And it was just what it did was it showed me how much people really love that movie. And mm-hmm. I think several of his movies have that kind of attraction. They have a fan base, you know, yeah. like Edward Scissorhands is another film of his that people just, you know, love that movie.
It's Pee Wee Herman for me.
And
that movie.
Yeah, every time I watch that, I love it again. Paul Rubens was there when I saw this show, and he came out and did his part, and it was a pretty stunning night. Kind of made me reevaluate that film.
Right. Okay. You ready? Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
We're going. Okay. Let us know what you think of this trailer. Stop it.
And we have to say Beetlejuice three times to go out.
That's right. We will say it. Okay, everybody.
All right. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.